It's me! Hi! Leona Dawson refuses to be categorised. It's me! Hi! Hello, precious humans! How are you all? I am in the car on the way to Pilates! Hooray! And then I'll do school run afterwards. I kind of fell out of the habit of doing weekly Pilates. Because my kids move schools and so they're in a different location now, and I just didn't. And my beloved Pilates instructor went on maternity leave, and so I've been wanting to get back into it and I just didn't quite manage it. So it's May and I'm finally going to my first Pilates lesson. Hooray! Hooray! So fingers crossed that this is a good fit for me. It's a rehabilitation Pilates thing, which is awesome because I need to be in Pilates that's full of old people with injuries and not young, strong people who can push themselves, because I can't push myself, otherwise I'll dislocate a piece. So fingers crossed. Wish me luck, my friends. Wish me luck. I just started using this, but I am so excited, guys. So excited. I started using Motion app, not Notion. I've used Notion and it's fine, but nothing like revolutionary. But Motion, M-O-T-I-O-N. Started using that and I am mad keen on it. It's just, I can't believe that software hasn't done this before. So, you know, usual task managers, all that kind of stuff. This is like a task manager, but then it turns into an executive assistant. So what it does is you put in all your tasks and your priorities, their deadlines, and your work, you know, the hours that you work with. It integrates with your calendar so it can see when you're in the office and when you're not, or when you've got appointments or Zoom calls or whatever, and then it maps out your week for you and gives you your highest priority tasks, and it will also tell you if you're going to miss a deadline because you don't have enough hours or you've got too many things booked in. So I feel like it could very well be a game changer for me on the ADHD front, because I do have a lot of time blindness and I don't know when to do things, and it feels like it takes a lot of cognitive power to get that happening. So I am very excited by this, and you know, whether in 2 weeks or a month I'll still feel like it's super essential, time will tell. But for the moment it is shiny and it is very exciting, so yay team us. Which is kind of funny, right? Like sometimes I feel like I just need a new productivity system just to, for novelty reasons, because ADHD. And last term, the full focus planner was absolutely my favorite thing. It helped so much. I was super grateful for it. And then I just kept on feeling like I just need to try something, this other thing out instead, because I was getting tired of like writing and then rewriting my priorities and stuff like that. So I love that this just kind of like time blocks everything out for you, and you can kind of see as well where you're just not going to have time to do things and where the essential ones are going by the wayside. So that's very exciting to me. And also, like, we've got some family visiting at the moment and we're going to do some extra things with them, and we still will, but I also looked at my calendar and I was like, oh, I've actually got quite a few deadlines this week. So if I go out every single day, one, I'm going to end up in autistic burnout, and two, I'm just not going to get done like the things that I've committed to doing. Like I've got my presentation due for Heart-Centered Business Conference, and a bunch of other stuff I'm working on as well for my academy. So I've gone over it with my husband, and I showed it to my husband actually, and he was like, wow, that actually looked like a useful bit of software. Like, that's, I don't know why they haven't done this before. So to impress him is a lot. But yeah, showing my husband, and he was like, yeah, that's a lot on your plate, so let's you know, we'll go out on Wednesday, we'll go out for lunch on Friday, we'll do something on Saturday as well, but we won't do something every single day. So that has been really helpful and useful, and I'm very grateful. What else is new? Me and Zita have been working on a new membership site for the Academy as well, just to make it streamlined and easier for people to access all information and to know exactly where it sits, because there's lots and lots of resources and templates in there, of course. I'm excited to share those with people and make miracles happen. It's been a fuck ton of work though. We've been working with a few Kajabi experts to make it happen. It'll be bonza once it's done, but in the meantime we're just like, fuck, this is a big project, holy shit. I'm so grateful. Like, I shared a post last week about surviving and thriving as a neurodivergent entrepreneur, and for me, I realized one of the big things for me is, one, I have a small team, and I have had a large team in the past. I'm not interested in doing it again because it becomes too much people drama and cuts too much in profit margins and things like that. I just wasn't a fan of it at all. But the second part is the people I do hire, with people I work with closely, I need them to be neurodivergent. Like, I need them to be autistic or ADHD or both, because they speak the same language as me. They're really blunt. They're overly, overly communicative, very detailed. And that makes a lot of sense to me, and they're not subtle. Like, I love the no subtlety, because I don't understand subtlety. Like, I'm just constantly begging people, like, please just tell me what you mean. I don't understand. Does that, the way that you're looking right now, what does that mean? So just having the same basis works really well for my brain. Plus, you know, I've discovered, like, I've worked with neurotypical people before. I drive them fucking nuts. They drive me fucking nuts. So it all works out well. And before you go, that's reverse discrimination. No, it's not, because neurodivergent people can be underemployed. Statistically, it's the case. They're usually the ones that are being discriminated against. So I'm very happy to just build a neurodivergent workforce. It's so much fun. It's such a blessing. So those are the three things currently on my mind. Oh, we've got relatives visiting at the moment, and it's super exciting. It's my husband's aunt and uncle, and they're just so lovely, and I've known them for the longest time. They let us live with them when we first moved to Canberra when I was 20, and they're just the sweetest. And they're just having the best retirement. They are always off on the greatest adventures. And they were telling us about this adventure. They went to Norfolk Island, which sounds super cool. I've never really heard of anyone going to Norfolk Island. But she was like, oh, it's just like a whole other time. It feels like an island that's in its own time. Like, I don't know, it just sounded brilliant. And then, of course, she goes to England quite a bit because she's got a daughter that lives there. So, and I desperately want to go to England, and I've just booked a trip to Japan, and I really want to go to Japan. So I'm just excited. And it also was a really nice flash of inspiration as well. You know, my husband and I think about, what are we going to do when we don't have kids at home anymore? And my answer is that's what I want to do. I want to go all over the place. Bless. So yeah. What a fun time. All right, I'm going to go find this Pilates studio. Wish me luck. I love you all. You're doing the greatest. I'm so proud of you. Okay, bye.